掌握历史，了解社会，学习文化，走入美国。
听众朋友好，欢迎您继续收听希望之声广播电台的走入美国节目，我是新田。从感恩节到了现在马上就是圣诞节假期，之后呢又有元旦、中国新年，可以说到处是洋溢着节日的气氛，相信您呢也是在很开心的准备过节。但是这其中是否也有苦恼的时候呢？比方说在节日期间买礼物啊、送礼物啊、参加派对啊，您是否因为对西方的相关礼仪不太熟悉而伤脑筋呢？或者您可能已经是老美国了，但是您是不是有信心对这些礼仪胸有成竹呢？那我们今天呢就来学习一下一些西方的节日礼仪。新田采访的嘉宾是一位资深的礼仪礼节专家，他叫 Cindy Sid， 薛珍贵。他是一位美籍华人呢，不过呢他不会讲国语，会讲一些粤语，所以我们还是用英文进行采访。Cindy 呢是世界知名的商业礼仪礼节的专家 ,Business Protocol and Etiquette Authority。他呢曾经在世界各国进行演讲啊，许多的商业包括硅谷的高科技公司也都邀请他去培训员工，帮助他们避免因为不懂礼节而造成重大的商业和政治失误。 Cindy 呢也是毕业于著名的华府礼仪学校和 Emily Post 学院的第一个华裔。 Cindy 曾经上过 ABC 的早安美国节目 Good Morning America， CBS 的放眼美国节目 Eye on America，以及 Fox 的 Trading Spouse 节目和 Discovery Channel 的 Picture This 等等节目。那么现在我们欢迎 Cindy 来到我们希望之声的走入美国节目。
Welcome to our show, Cindy.
Oh, thank you for having me.
我想第一个要问 Cindy 啊，就是为什么我们要来学习这些西方的节日礼仪呢？
Oh, I think like anything else in life, it's kind of a learned skill. So no matter how old you are, young or old, when you enter a new culture and a country, it makes you feel more comfortable and you are more confident when you know what to do and what's expected of you when you go to various parties or different things throughout that holiday season. So that's why it's important.
Cindy 说，这就像我们学习很多的别的生活技能一样啊，当你到了一个新的国家，有新的文化环境，那假如你知道在节日里面有些什么样的礼仪啊，去参加节日派对应该怎么做呀，你就会感到特别的自信。
You know, Confucius says, all people are the same. It's only their habits that are different, which is so true.
Cindy 引用了一句话，就是孔子说的话啊，性相近，习相远。那么他解释是说，人本来都是一样的，由于习惯不同了，才相互有了差别。他觉得这句话呢，讲得非常的对。Cindy 说，就像一个美国人啊，到了中国，在中国新年期间呢，大家都会做一些相同的事情。那对于西方人来说呢，他就是要去学习的。
So the same thing here. You come to the U.S., you go to Thanksgiving or Christmas now. You know, it's important to learn certain things to make you feel more comfortable, more at ease. You feel like you belong there. You have a sense of belonging and, you know, more confidence.
基本上呢就是说，如果您学习到一些相关的知识，比如说感恩节呢、圣诞节呢，因为我们是移民来到了美国嘛，所以呢需要学习，学习了这些呢就可以让自己觉得更加的自在，会觉得有一种归属感，那为人处事呢也就更有自信了。那么在这些西方礼仪里面有哪些啊相关节日来说有特别重要的呢？Cindy 说啊，首先呢就是送礼。在美国呢，圣诞节期间啊是赠送礼物的时候，就是像我们在中国新年期间来赠送礼物一样。
The idea that as long as you care about somebody, your family, your friends, your co-workers, it's okay to give them a gift. It shows how much you care about them. And it does not have to be expensive or anything fancy, but it shows, you know, your love for them.
他说只要是你关心的家人、同事、朋友等等呢，你就可以送个礼物给他们，不需要很贵很 fancy 的礼物啊，只要能显示出你对他们的关爱就可以了。
A lot of people give house parties, and I say, don't be shy. I think you should go, even though you may not know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feel comfortable, because that's the way you learn. You go the first time, you don't feel so comfortable, but the second, third, and fourth, you know, you're going to feel better about it.
嗯，心里说，很多人也会在家里开 party 啊，可能也邀请不同的朋友去。那他说，我鼓励你去参加，即使里面有很多是你不太认识的人，因为你去了就可以学习了。第一次去呢，你可能不太习惯，多去几次之后呢，你就会感觉好了。那么谈到送礼物，有没有什么惯例呢？
My general rule is that you need to know a little bit about the person you're giving the gift to.
嗯，到底买什么礼物啊？ Cindy 说，他一般呢，就是说，觉得应该最好是对送礼的对象呢有所了解。比方说，对方是不是有特别喜欢什么东西，或者要避免什么东西？比如说，因为宗教信仰他不喝酒啊，那你就不要送酒给他了。
As much as you can find out, you know, the kind of things they like to do, if they are into sports or thing. So when you choose a gift, it will be that much more meaningful that they'll really like it and remember you as the person that gives it. So that's number one rule, is try not to do it too generic, mm-hmm. but something you know that they will enjoy and cherish.
Cindy 说哈，尽量去了解到对方啊，他喜欢什么。比方说，如果他喜欢运动的话，这样你就选一个东西呢，就是是他会觉得有特别意义的，他也会记得是你送的。所以这就是送礼的第一要则啊，不要送太大众化的礼物，而是你知道对方他会感谢、他会珍惜的礼物。Cindy 说呢，当然另外一个呢，就是要包装礼物啊。西方他都就是流行说礼物一定要包装，可以买一些好看的包装纸。现在那些一元店里面呢，就有很多不错的。那 Cindy 提醒说，你参加 party 的时候呢，也要记得带一个礼物，这就跟中国的传统一样，不要空手去参加人家的派对。
So always show up to a house party with a gift. Be good that you are going to mingle and try to meet new people. Enjoy yourself. And at the end, of course, always write a thank you note.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that's very important too.
Mm-hmm. Cindy 说啊，参加派对的时候呢，你要愿意去认识新的朋友，跟他们去结交。之后呢，还要记得写一个感谢卡，这个非常的重要。在假日里呢，也有很多公司或者家庭的派对啊。那么这时候有什么样的礼仪需要注意的呢？ Cindy 说，不管是在公司还是家庭参加派对呢，最首要的呢就是会做自我介绍。
So don't be shy. You basically just walk up to someone and say, hello, my name is, and you say both your first and last name. So you just don't even say your first name, just like, hello, I'm Cindy. No, you have to say Cindy Seed.
Okay.
You know, because that's part of your whole name.
Cindy 说，你介绍的时候，你就大大方方地走到别人面前，自我介绍说 ,hello, 我的名字是某某。他说一定要说全名啊，而不是只是 first name 啊。比方说他叫 Cindy Seed 嘛，他就说 ,hello, my name is Cindy Seed, 不能只说名，因为呢姓呢也都是名字的一部分。
And next thing, of course, you do is you want to have good eye contact, you know, always looking at a person in the eye when you are speaking to them or they are speaking to you, a good handshake.
他说第二点呢是要注意眼神交流啊，在西方呢跟别人说话的时候呢，眼睛一定要看着对方的眼睛，然后呢好好的握手啊，从肩膀到手臂再到手掌啊，握住对方的时候呢，他说要握到拇指和食指中间的那个弯弯那里，然后不轻不重的握一下，这是互相招呼的方式，在全球各地呢也都是通用的。那么在参加派对的时候还有哪些礼仪很重要呢？我们广告之后马上回来。
这里是希望之声电台，走入美国。
听众朋友好，欢迎回到走入美国，我是新田。我们今天谈的呢是西方的节日礼仪，采访的专家是 Cindy Seed 薛珍贵女士，她是世界知名的商业礼节礼仪专家。那么刚才谈到了参加派对的时候有哪些要注意的礼仪，那 Cindy 还说参加派对的时候啊，你的站姿和坐姿也很重要，为什么呢？她说因为有的人呢就很害羞或者不太自信，他就会反映到他的站姿和坐姿，他会低着头，站不直，也坐不直。
You know, people sometimes who are shy or not as confident, they will lower their head and stoop down. They won't stand or sit straight. That a confident person does do those things. They will sit straight and stand straight. So I think no matter what, whether you are really nervous or afraid of something,Having good posture is good for your body as well.
Cindy 说啊，但是自信的人他不会这样，他们往往是站有站相，坐有坐相。所以呢，他说不管你觉得心里多么紧张或者有多害怕呢，你一定要有好的站姿和坐姿啊，站直了，坐直了，它不但是帮助你能够自信啊，对你自己的身体也是有好处的。他说参加派对呢，还有一个 tip， 就是说在出席之前啊，尽可能的问到一些相关的信息。
Like a house party, you could even ask the host, oh, who else is being invited, you know, that I might know or might have some common work or something together.
比如说是一个家庭派对的话，你就可以事先问问主人哦，还有谁来参加这个 party 呀？或许你会跟他们中的人呢，会有共同的话题。
And same thing with even corporate events, knowing the agenda.Like, oh, how long is the party? And what's going to happen during the party? Will you have any speeches? Are you going to make anybody do any games? Things like that. So that way, again, you feel more comfortable. But that way, overall, it's all for you to feel more confident.
那公司派对也是一样，提前问一问议程是什么样的，有多长时间呢、啊、会有什么节目啊，是不是有谁要来演讲啊，会不会大家玩游戏啊等等。它的目的呢，就是让你自己到时候可以更加的自在，让你觉得更加的自信。那么参加派对啊，到底什么时间到达，什么时间离开呢？心里说，那各种情况是不同的。一般来说，一个 open house 或者是一般的 reception party 的话呢，比方说，是从下午一点到四点，那你也不需要一点就准时到啊。理论上说，在那段时间期间，你什么时候到都可以。当然，他建议说，你最好也不要太晚到了，所以可以在最开始的半个小时之内到呢是比较好的。那如果他这个 party 是写了结束时间的话呢，你就得在那个结束时间之前离开。那如果你发现说你参加的这个派对啊是有坐下来吃晚餐的话，那就是比较正式的活动了，那就不太一样了。
So it's a little bit more formal. Then definitely you should be arriving within the first 5 minutes.Okay. Of the appointed time. So being that we always, in Chinese, I do everything in eight, you know, good luck. So I always say, always arrive within 8 minutes.
他说呢，那你就最好是在 party 开始的头5分钟内到达。那作为华人，我们很喜欢这个幸运数字8哦，所以他呢也经常用这个数字啊，在派对开始的头8分钟内到达就最好了。
Usually for those kind of sit-down dinners, people can start to leave about 30 minutes after the dessert or coffee.
Okay.
Then it's comfortable, but you should not just eat and leave. but if there is a guest of honor at the party, guests are not supposed to leave until the guest of honor leaves first.
他说呢，像这样的比较正式的派对呢，你离开的时间是一般上了甜点或者是咖啡之后半个小时。但是如果派对上有一位特邀的嘉宾啊 ，guest of honor 呢，那你作为一般的嘉宾，就最好不要在特邀嘉宾离开之前就走掉了。你不能说刚吃完饭就说，哎呦，对不起，我要先离开了，那这是不礼貌的。那听说啊，在西方礼仪中啊，到别人家里去参加派对啊，最好不要提前到达，因为我们有的时候中国人喜欢说，哎，我早一点到啊，去帮帮忙之类的。那是不是这样呢
？Yes, yes. Generally, not a good idea to go before like the 1 o'clock time, even if you know them.
他说确实是这样的，比如说是下午一点开始排队啊，他说你就不要提前到达，虽然说也许那是你很熟的朋友。那 Cindy 也分享了自己的一个亲身的经历。
One time my husband and I got an invitation to a party, so maybe it said 1 o'clock. So we got there at 1:45 and we said, oh, it should be okay. Maybe we can help her set up, you know.、
Mm-hmm.
So we ring the doorbell and a voice came through the front door saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I just got out of the shower. I'm not ready. So maybe you can drive around the neighborhood and come back after 1.
那 Cindy 说她就是有一次呢，她和先生两个人受到邀请呢，到朋友家里参加 party， 那大概是下午一点开始的，他们就在12:45就到达了朋友家门口。他们想想说，哎，没有关系啊，或许我们还可以帮他布置布置啊。但是当他们按响门铃之后呢，从前门缝里面啊透出这个主人的话音啊，说，哎呀，我刚刚洗完澡啊，还没有准备好，你们能不能先到这个附近去转一转再回来。所以呢，自从那一次经历之后啊，辛迪他就再也不做提前到达朋友家里去参加 party 的事情了。那么另外啊，在节日期间，在美国是有很多人有这个习惯要去剧院看秀或者是听音乐会啊。那有的是跟家人一起，有的呢是受到朋友的邀请。比如说像非常经典的西方芭蕾舞胡桃夹子啊，或者是近年来啊，每年都在全美甚至全球巡回演出的神韵晚会啊等等呢，都是现在人们传统上在节日里去观赏的。那么关于到剧院里面去看秀啊，有哪些礼仪需要注意的呢？辛迪说，假如你之前从来没有去看过这些秀的话，这也是一个很好的机会，你可以先上网去查一查相关的信息，或者是听听相关的音乐。
Overall, the main thing about theater attendance, you cannot be late. You must be on time. So even most people think to arrive 15 minutes before the performance starts. During the performance, in a Western culture, everyone sits really quiet. You should not even open up a candy wrapper to make noise during the performance.
经理说，总体上来说啊，到剧院去看秀的话，最主要的一点，你就是千万不要迟到，一定要准时。那么其实呢，很多人他说至少提前15分钟就到达剧院。那在演出过程中，西方的礼仪也是你必须非常非常的安静，甚至你就都连拨糖纸的声音呢，就是要拨开一个 candy wrap 啊，这种声音都不行的。那么在剧场里看秀还有哪些礼仪呢？我们广告之后马上回来。
这里是希望之声电台走入美国。
听众朋友好，欢迎您继续收听走入美国。我们今天谈的呢是节日的相关礼仪啊，在西方的礼仪礼节。采访的嘉宾是 Cindy Seed， 他是世界知名的商业礼仪专家。那么刚才在谈就是到剧院里面去看秀的时候有什么样的相关礼仪啊， Cindy 说最重要的最首要的一点就是必须非常的安静。
I know in many Asian performances, it doesn't matter, you know, you get up, you walk out, you talk and all that through Chinese opera.
Yeah, and bring something to eat.
Yeah, drink. Not so in Western performances. It's almost like you sit there without even moving, hardly.
他说我们知道在亚洲国家里啊，剧场里呢，你中间站起来啊，走出去啊，甚至讲讲话呀，吃点东西喝点东西，这都没有问题的。但是呢在西方礼仪中啊，他说在剧院里观看演出的时候，你几乎就是坐在那里一动不动的。心里说另外很重要的一点是什么呢？就是要在对的时间鼓掌，不要在错的时间鼓掌啊。
Certainly the urge may come up, but technicallywhat they call in symphony, in between movements, you do not clap. In opera, once one song or an aria is finished, you're not supposed to clap. But some people do, you know, and it's okay. But I think for me, I'm just never the first person to clap until I know everybody else does. Then I think you'll be the safest.
当然他说你可能时时会有这个鼓掌的冲动，但是一般而言呢，他说在听交响乐的时候，在一曲结束之后转到下一曲之间呢，你是不鼓掌的。那听歌剧的时候也是，当听完一首歌要唱下一首歌之间呢，你也不鼓掌。当然现在你可能也有听到有些人会鼓掌啊，这也没关系。但是 Cindy 呢，他自己说他从来不做第一个鼓掌的人，这样呢就比较安全。那么他说，你如果是受到邀请去看音乐会或者是看秀的话， Cindy 提醒说，之后发给邀请人一张感谢卡是非常非常重要的。
You know, it shows that you really cared and you enjoyed it, and you should send it by regular mail, not by email, not by text or anything. Mm-hmm. So the Western culture is you have a nice little note card or something and send it by regular mail.
Mm-hmm. So even now we are really in the digital era, you still recommend handwriting?
I do recommend handwriting because it's the epitome of showing how much you care.
表示出呢你很重视，看得很开心哦。而且他说你最好是通过邮局啊来寄这个感谢卡，而不是写个 email 或者是发一个电话短信。西方的习惯呢是你寄一张小小的精美的感谢卡，用普通邮件寄出。尽管呢我们现在已经是数字时代了，他建议仍然是要用手写这个感谢卡来显示出你有多么的重视，因为呢这都是要花时间花精力的哦。
Not only did you have to go buy the note card, you took the time to write, you had to address an envelope, and now you even have to put 49 cents, you know, and spend the money to send it. So all those things combined with what you say in it really shows the person how much time and effort you were willing to show your appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because email and text, too easy. Or a phone call, leave it on the voicemail, too easy.
那么再来谈谈在节日礼仪方面我们经常会犯的一些错误，特别是需要避免的雷区是什么呢？
I think the first one is that immigrants of any kind, they are so shy and so afraid. They get an invitation to a party, they say, I don't want to go because I don't know anybody.
Right.
So I just want to say as much as you can,gain the courage and make yourself go. Maybe find a friend to go with you. Makes it a little better.
Cindy 说，不论是什么族裔的移民呢，都有同样的一个现象，就是说，当受到派对邀请的时候呢，第一个反应往往是说，哎呀，我不想去，因为我又不认识那些人。那他建议的是什么呢？你尽量的去参加，或者可以找个朋友一起去啊，这样会感觉好一点。那么在派对上啊，面对刚刚认识的人，说些什么话呢？
Again, learn a little bit about company you're going to or the home or what they like to do. You find out the husband loves to golf, you know. So maybe you learn a little bit about golf. Even like me, I don't golf, but I'll learn a little bit, you know.
所以你说就像之前谈到的，不管你是去家庭派对还是公司派对啊，尽量在去之前呢做一些了解，比如说哎，这家男主人是不是喜欢高尔夫球啊，即使你自己不喜欢的话呢，还是可以学一些这方面的知识，那就会有共同语言了。
Asking questions is fine、
mm.
So maybe look at the newspaper that day and see all the headlines and say, oh, did you see that about, you know, this, you know, so get other people talking becauseMost people like to talk about themselves or things they know about.、
Mm-hmm.
So that would be great if you can gain that skill.
他说另外呢你可以多问问题啊，或许呢就先看看当天的新闻头版，那聊天就有话题了，尽量 让对方多讲话。绝大多数人呢都喜欢谈自己或者是谈自己知道的事情。那你如果能够掌握让别人滔滔不绝说话的话呢，那是一个很棒的技能。
And then just feel free to mingle, because at a party, it is each guest's responsibility to meet other people. It is not the host that's supposed to have to introduce everybody,、
mm.
you know, so you should introduce yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, 那他说呢，另外呢就是 你可以就是随心所欲的去跟人去认识聊天啊，因为在一个派对上啊，认识新的朋友呢是客人自己的责任啊，而不是主人有责任去介绍每个人互相认识，所以呢你必须做自我介绍。那另外呢，西方的餐桌礼仪啊，往往是我们移民不太了解的。 Cindy 说，那就像外国人到了中国应该学会使用筷子一样，我们来到美国呢也应该学会正确的使用刀叉。那他有8个 tip 啊来分享。
When you first sit down at the table, the main thing is do not put your napkin on your lap when you first sit down.
Oh.
When there is a host, so more times like with the party, you're the guest, you must wait for the host to put his or her napkin on their lap before you do it. That's because the napkin is a symbol of the meal about to begin.
首先呢，他就说你一坐下来餐桌之后呢，千万不要马上把这个餐巾哦放到大腿上，你要等主人这么做之后呢才可以做。原因是什么呢？因为你把餐巾拿下来放到大腿上铺好呢，就表示晚餐呢就要开始了。
So think about it. If you sit down and you immediately put your napkin on your lap, what kind of signal do you think you're telling everybody at the table
I wanted to eat now.
Yes, I'm hungry. yeah, I don't care about anybody else. I want to eat. So that's really a major mistake.
那如果你自作主张的把这个餐巾铺在腿上，你发出的信息好像是说，哎呀，你看我饿了，我也不管你们，我就要先吃了。那这是一个很重大的错误。那如果是 business 餐会啊，心里说也是一样的，你要等主人先拿餐巾铺上来。
What if I'm the host?
Okay, I would wait for you. Now, the real question is, what if the host doesn't know what to do?
Right.
Right. Then certainly by the time you start eating the bread or you get your first course, you would put your napkin down on your lap.
So it's after I ordered.
After you order. But most hosts will put their napkin down in and around the ordering time, or certainly, like I said, when you start eating the bread, which usually comes next, right? So as each course comes, like maybe the soup and then the main course or dessert, again, have to wait for the host to pick up their soup spoon or their fork before you eat.
For each course.
For each course, because the host is looking around the table to make sure everyone is served before anybody starts eating.
那第二点呢，他说永远不要在主人开吃之前你就动手，每道餐点上来啊，包括汤或者是主菜，你都要等主人先拿起汤勺或者是叉子之后呢你才开始。因为作为主人呢，他是会就是环视这个餐桌，看看是不是每个人都有了同样一道菜之后呢才开始吃，所以你要去看他的这个手势啊。
Of course, no elbows on the table, okay, is a major Western etiquette that kids learn even when they first sit down at a table, and that stems from history.
第三点呢，就是不要把这个手肘啊，就是这个手腕肘啊，手臂那个手肘放在餐桌上。这个呢，他说是每个西方人从小开始，刚一坐到餐桌之前呢，就要教的，因为这跟人类的历史有关。以前呢，是住在洞里的人啊，他们吃很多都是动物，有大骨头，他们就用手捧着，把这个手肘就要拉开啊。如果呢，他说你现在吃饭的时候，把手肘放到餐桌上的话呢，人家就会认为你像个野蛮人了。
No slurping your soup. You know how Chinese love to make noise eating soup because it's so hot. You want to cool the soup.
Right.
But in Western culture, all eating is done very quietly. You know, so you do not make noise. You know, smacking your lips, as we say, to show how tasty it is. You know, we keep our mouths closed when we chew. So you don't see anything.
那还有一点呢，喝汤的时候千万不要去这个吸溜发出响声啊，因为可能在中国或其他地方会喜欢这样，因为汤很烫嘛，那吃东西溜一下好像可以比较凉快一点。但是呢，在西方是非常忌讳的，西方吃东西呢你要很安静，不要咂巴嘴来表示这个味道好，他们是吃东西尽量闭着嘴巴，你也看不到他嘴里有什么东西。
Also no talking with your mouth full.So take smaller bites. That way, when somebody asks you a question, you can quickly chew twice, swallow, and answer much more easy.
下面一点呢，就是说你嘴巴里有东西在吃的时候就不要说话。那好的办法是什么呢？他说你每吃每一口都小一点啊，这样呢，万一有人问问题的时候，你就可以很快的嚼两下咽下去，就可以马上说话了。
Oh, one thing about napkins in the middle of a meal. So maybe you have to get beeped by your cell phone. You have to go to the ladies' room or men's room. You put your napkin on your chair.
那哦，另外他说关于餐巾呢，如果你在用餐过程中间需要离开一下的话呢，你可以把餐巾叠起来放在你自己的座位上或者是椅子背上或扶手上，然后注意把用来擦嘴巴的那一面呢要叠在里头。另外一点他想要提醒的呢是关于敬酒啊。
All I can say is as a guest, you should wait for the host to do one first before you do it.
他说你一般是要等主人先提议敬酒之后你才可以提议敬酒。假如主人一直没有做呢，那你就可以在用餐的最后首先提议大家为感谢主人的招待而敬酒来干杯，之后呢你再说你想要说的话。
In Western culture, you must make eye contact with the person who proposed the toast or if it's the guest of honor, and you must take a sip of your beverage. So it doesn't have to be liquor. It could be water, tea, anything that you have. Long as you toast and take a sip, then you have honored the toast.
他说作为西方礼仪要敬酒的时候呢，你一定要看这个提议敬酒的人用眼睛看着他。那假如有特邀嘉宾呢，也要看着特邀嘉宾，然后呢一定要就是少酌一口啊。你喝的不一定是酒，你可以也许是软饮料或者是茶，但是呢一定要喝一口，这样就表明呢你很尊重这个敬酒啊，你 you honor the toast。那关于怎么样使用刀叉呢，在电台上不容易讲解啊。那 Cindy 其实他讲的也挺清楚的，他说一般呢是有两种使用刀叉方法。
One is where most people hold the fork only in the right hand. That is called the American style or American zigzag style.
一种是美国式的，就是永远用右手使用叉子，这叫美国式的。切的时候呢，就把叉子换过来，换到左手，右手去切，这叫美国式的。
Then there is a style called the global, continental, or European style, where you keep the fork in the left hand, you keep the knife in the right hand, you never switch, never do anything, but the fork is facing down all the time.
另外一种叫全球式或者是欧式的 continental 的，就是右手拿刀左手拿叉一直不变，就这么，但是叉子的尖呢永远朝下，这右手切肉左手叉起来送到嘴里吃。
So the only type I teach is the continental global style because this is the way everyone else in the world eats. We are the only country that adopted a new style. If you learn the continental, then you should feel comfortable everywhere. In fact,
那他说这个欧式刀叉用法呢是全世界大部分国家通用的，所以呢他也建议只学这一个。
There are many stories about in World War II, a German-American person could speak German perfectly, but when he became a spy in Germany and he got drunk one night and forgot how to eat the European style and started eating the American style, he got caught.Almost dead. That's a dead giveaway that you're an American. So I recommend everybody just learn that style.
那最后呢 ,Cindy 对听众还有什么建议呢？
I just say that have fun learning about it, all the different facets of it. I think now that we are more global, so most people are very aware of this holiday season, but now maybe the next step is to learn a little bit more about Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or all the other holidays that people do celebrate during this season. I think by learning customs, cultures, and feeling comfortable with meeting new and different people, maybe even all of our Hispanic population that we have in the Bay Area to learn how they celebrate Christmas or the many holidays throughout the year, enriches your life, you know, and helps you to enjoy life a lot more.
Great.
他就说大家开开心心的去学习其他西方的一些相关礼仪啊，这样呢就是你可以在生活中呢就变得更加的丰富。那如果您对 Cindy 的提出的这些 tips 有兴趣的话呢，可以到他的网站上去 subscribe 他的 newsletter 啊 advancedetiquette.com。
Thank you so much, Cindy, for sharing so many good tips and happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, and same to you.
好的，今天的节目呢，时间很快，跟大家分享的呢是在西方节日的一些礼仪。非常感谢您的收听，我是新田，我们下次节目时间再会。
本节目由希望之声听众捐车捐款赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友您好，我是走入美国节目的主持人新田，非常高兴在空中又伴随着您度过一年，也非常感谢您一年来的收听和支持。走入美国节目帮助您了解美国社会的运作，参与其中的有效方式，学习不同族裔的优点，关心与华人有特别关联的社区事件。每一个话题我都尽心准备，当听到听众朋友从节目中有所收获，新田就觉得这一切的努力都是值得的。您可能也知道，我们希望之声电台是非盈利的公共电台，我们依赖于社区和听众包括您的支持才得以维持。您的一点捐助对我们来说非常的重要，对您来说还可以抵税，更重要的是您在支持我们华人自己的公益事业。为了让这个节目能够持续下去，让我们电台能够继续为您更好的服务，请您慷慨捐助，最低只要每个月$10，这是您支持您所喜爱的电台节目最简便的办法。请立即拨打我们的捐款热线408-915-6688，我会非常感谢您，期待着2016年继续与您在空中相会。请马上拨打408-915-6688，408-915-6688，我们等着您。